having any kind of interference and then fooling around the data that I could use it for. But do I need it? I don't think so. Back to you, and to you.
Let me just find out if anybody else would like the repeater. Maybe they have to communicate with somebody. So let's make sure we're clear with that first. KC2WGB, anybody out there? No, I don't hear anybody, so we'll assume we have it. Well, you know, Wes, I've heard stories from a friend of mine, in fact, two of them, who tell me that the government has the capability of turning on your cell phone without you knowing it to monitor. So that's kind of spooky. And now they want to put devices on washing machines and refrigerators so they can tell if they're running. I don't know if I agree with that. That's very intrusive to me. So the future's going to be ugly.
Actually, you went to the area that I was trying to avoid, but since we touched the subject, yes, it was exactly what I had in mind. They would be able to find out how many refrigerators, how many washing machines, and how many other devices are connected to this particular line from this particular customer. They would know when you switch on TV and switch off TV. A question, do you like it, John?
No, I don't like the idea of just collecting arbitrary data. I don't think it's beneficial to the individual. Maybe the masses, not sure about that. But the fact that I operate something at a certain hour or that I'm operating something in a time span that they don't like because of high energy use, they would like me to work it later, I'm not thrilled with that idea. And the fact that you're watching television with your cable box or whatever that device is, and I spoke to somebody this week about this, how do you know that box isn't watching you? It's very possible. Devices could be inserted in that box, including cameras, infrared articles, all kinds of communication could be going on, and you have no idea.
You're right. Well, I don't have a cable TV. I cannot afford it. So I don't have that problem. Back to you.
Well, by driving by in a van, which they do in Great Britain, they can point their Yagi at your antenna, and they can tell what channel you're watching, and they make surveys that way. The same thing can be done here, no question about it. Is it done? I don't know. Most people who want to be registered, like Nielsen users, for the ratings, they know that it's being monitored. There are ways they can monitor it without you even knowing it. So, that's kind of scary stuff.
I noticed one thing. I'm getting these telephone calls, which are not telephone calls. I mean, you have a ring. You answer, there is nobody there. And you call the number back, and it says the number is invalid. And if it happens once or twice, I would say, well, just, I don't know, nothing important. But when it happens every day, twice or 10 times a day, for the period of 1 year, then you kind of worry about it. And then you think, what is really going on? John, enjoy your share. WS2S.
All recognized. Well, I know that my water meter has a transmitter on it now that transmits. They don't have to come and read the water meter anymore, and they don't even have to drive by. It's transmitted RF-wise, and it seems to work. So what other things are they going to do like that? Your electric meter will be next. And then if they can monitor the electric meter, they could also monitor the wires and decode information that would be placed on those wires from the different machines in the house, things like that. Paul, over to you, sir. KC2WGB.
Okay, I remember reading about what Wesley was talking about years ago, although he's getting a lot of phone calls. But what happens is the phone will ring and nobody's there. And then the next day the phone will ring, nobody's there. And sometimes two or three times a day. And these are robot calls. It's designed to see if you'll pick up the phone. Because now a week goes by, a month goes by, and this company that's sending out these robot calls is taking a list. They know that you're picking it up every day at 5 o'clock. And now this is marketing. This is what they want to do. And they sell these names that pick up the phone at 5 o'clock to companies. And the next thing you know, you start getting phone calls around 5 o'clock. And now they're selling you golf clubs, or they're selling you, you know, some kind of steak or something. Or next thing you know, you're on a list, you know, and you wonder why. Boy, every time at 5 o'clock the phone is ringing, it's some other telemarketing company calling me. It's probably because of these early robotic phone calls, Wesley. Back to you, WS to us.
C2, OIS.
OIS, speak up, sir.
Roger that. Hello, gentlemen. So, this is Mark. John, I've been telling you about this stuff for a long time. I've been telling everybody this stuff. That they had cameras inside of the Time Warner box. They watch you and they do marketing and all this other stuff, spy on you. All over the country, they're putting in the smart meters. Smart meters actually cut down on your electric and tell you when and when you cannot use your air conditioner or your heat. And they control it. And they put it on without you actually knowing it. So you could make them take that off and put the regular meters back on. You are not obligated to have that. New thing is, with the police department, they got backscatter machines. X-ray machines going on the top of the squad cars to watch everybody in the street to see if they have weapons. Over to you, John, KC2OIS.
Yeah, I've heard about those meters, and they're running into a lot of trouble with them. They're looking to collect data, but there's something that comes to mind when I hear about this collection of data, especially what Paul mentioned. That same information could be sold to people who rob houses or industry. They know when you're home. They get to know your pattern. The more they know your pattern, the easier it is to pilfer your house or steal your car or whatever they have to do. So I find that very intrusive and shouldn't be allowed. And I know a lot of people are having those meters removed because they're claiming the same thing with cell phone damage. They're afraid of cancer. Okay, you know, maybe they're a little tipsy, but I don't think they should be allowed to monitor anything you do except the consumption. That they're entitled to do. Other than that, stay away from me. They put a meter like that in there, I will destroy it, without a doubt. Wes?
A question. So you do not have that small box outside the house, so they cannot collect the data for your water usage and drinking.
Oh, yes, I do. There's a little box that's on the outside of the house that transmits RF how much water is being used, and that's how I get my bill. That's the new system here on the island.
Is that that little DEP box, right?
Yeah, it's about 4x2x1 inch, and it's just mounted on the outside of the house. And they used to have to drive by and take those readings, put the gas meters, the electric meters, water meters. No longer. Now it just transmits RF. It goes to a collection point. I assume they must have repeaters located, you know, in local neighborhoods that collect this data. So they do know when you're using your water, when you turn it on. So that tells me that if they tell you no water usage for lawn sprinkling, they would be able to monitor how lawn your water is running and detect whether your water in your lawn and maybe just mail you a ticket. Lawn's incredible. But that's where we're going.
My question is, do you still have a chance to control how much water did you use? See, the electronic device is sending the data and you have no way of knowing. Interesting.
Absolutely not. The tenants can use water. I have no right to tell them they can't. But yet they can tell me I'm water restricted. But yet my tenants will run the water and I'll get mad. I find that unacceptable. It's stupidity. Government and their stupidity. They think they have a better idea. Every time they come up with an idea, it doesn't work. Okay, but Con Edison is responsible for the contractors they send out. I had a guy from one of the local cable, whatever they are, ringing the doorbell on my house. And he kept ringing it and ringing it. I went outside. I said, what do you want? He's trying to sell subscriptions to this cable system. And I says, what are you doing on my property? Well, I'm ringing the doorbell here and nobody's answering. Do you know why this person doesn't answer the door? I says, no. And maybe he doesn't like you. Maybe he doesn't want to talk to you. If you ring the doorbell again, I'm going to call the cops. What nerve these people have. And I don't think he was from a cable company. I think he was some clandestine thing going on, but I'm not sure. I don't tolerate any of that crap.
Well, what I do with those phone calls, simply put them... that's another interesting story. Why telephone company never invented the way of blocking the numbers on your cell phone? Maybe they want to have additional revenue because you are being charged for incoming phone calls and outgoing too, and to exit.
Can you program in the number to block?
There is no such thing to program the number to block to be blocked on the cell phone. I have a Galaxy 2, the smartphone, Samsung. There is no such feature. And to exit.
563. That's star 63. I assume that's what you would enter on your home phone, the hardwired phone, and that would prevent that number from accessing you again, maybe. I'm not familiar with it, but I know you can block it on a standard landline. Now, on a cell phone, I'm not sure. Wesley may be right. Why would they want to block calls? You're paying for them. Interesting point.
My phone is blocked, and when I call somebody, they don't know what my phone number is. But you know when they're the government's accessing your phone is when you have your battery charged up the day before, and then all of a sudden the next morning your battery's real low. You know they've been accessing your phone and listening in.
Well, I know with the microprocessors, it's very possible they can do that, and I wouldn't put it past them. I don't know how they select who they're going to listen to, because truthfully, most people, their information is like dribble. So why would they want to listen? Who knows? KC2WGB.
And to exit. Well, John, we're in the time in which from every possible side, there is somebody who wants to know more about us. So soon we're going to have a chips. Implanted,
enter exit. Yeah, well, as long as they put it in the politicians and the president and everybody, then we'd all be on an equal ground. Now, is that going to happen? No. Just like you're not allowed to listen to cell phones. All right. So they're encrypted. Well, I know people who have the equipment that do listen. So who are they kidding?
That was in early stage of the cell phones. I remember in 1992, the contractor came with the suitcase. He opened up the suitcase, and there was something that was 15 pounds inside, and that looks like a big handset with the rest of the base of it, and that was the cell phone. And the phone call was $1.90. Per minute, and he was doing a business at that time. The only thing is that he was using the analog communication, and with that analog communication, anybody who had a scar could listen to it. Remember that when we scan the frequencies, we were able to pick up the conversation, but not really the conversation, like a piece of the conversation. So that was the frequency hopping, right? like a spectrum. So part of that was jumping to another frequency within the spectrum, or let's say the communication was done this way, that one part was on one frequency and the other party was on another one. Then they implemented a cordless phone. And those cordless phones worked on the frequency 41, 42, and 48 megahertz. So for those who have a ham radio at 50 megahertz, 6 meters, and they went lower, they were able to listen to the conversations. That's why they eventually switch off to 800 megahertz and 1.2, then 2.4 gigahertz frequency. But guess what? Most of them still use analog communication, not a digital one. Bastisha.
Well, I've seen the instrumentation in the vans where they can listen to the frequency hopping digital cell phones. And they can listen to the towers or they can listen to a local handset that's being used. So, I mean, the technology's there. It's just not out for the public yet. Eventually, you're going to have those radios cracking that code also in hands of regular people. So that would be interesting.
Well, there's a possible solution for it is don't talk. Most of the writer, I mean, after the visit of Venezuelans in my house, I'm just kind of taking easy. You want to know something? I have nothing to hide. And to explain.
Oh, yeah, if you're going to have a conversation with somebody and you want to keep it private, you go down to the beach where there is nobody, you face the water near the curb, near the tide break, and that's where you carry on a nice, soft conversation. The chances of them being able to detect that is rare. Almost can't be done. Any of that heavy white noise or any of that type of noise will muffle it. But you're right. Most of the time, the conversation should not be on the phone if it's that important, because phones are vulnerable to being hacked, without a doubt. So people who do that are silly.
The safest person on the planet Earth is the person that acts very much like you, John. No cell phones. And to exit.
Yeah, no cell phone, no microwave oven. I have a dumb washing machine and dryer, and I'm very happy. The only thing I have is a refrigerator that talks to me and tells me the door is ajar or the temperature's off, and I'm not too thrilled with that either.
Wesley.
Ed.
The problem with what you're saying is that it's none of their goddamn business, okay? Whether you have something to hide or you have nothing to hide, doesn't matter. Okay, the rule of law is the rule of law. The Constitution is the Constitution. That's your right. They have no right. And once you start saying that you have nothing to hide is when they become intrusive. And what we have to do is stop the gears so the machine no longer work. That's what we have to do.
Well, yes, but apart from that, that is an informal comment. And the informal comment might look like that. Listen, people lose their lives not because you know something, but because others think that you know something. Or people lose their lives because they believe that you got something. And it is not that you got something. It's just because they believe that you got something they don't want to be exposed. Like free energy, let's say. So, you can talk. You can give a presentation, but you cannot show. We buying time, you buying life. And to exceed.
By the way, that free energy thing, John, listen to this one. There's a lot of things out there that have been released one of Tesla's ideas that was incorporated, I think it was in, I don't know if it was Oregon or state of Washington, to have an experimental bus. I don't know if you guys read about this. And what they do is they have this, like, this pad underneath the bus. It's 10 inches from the floor. And what they do is they can transfer energy to this electric bus to recharge it at every stop when it picks up passengers. And this is going to be, they're experimenting with it now. It works, seems to be working. It's Tesla's idea. And, hey, becoming a reality, that's all I can tell you.
And to Exium. But if this is a reality, it's not a reality. I understand what you're saying, but I loved the most that part, which was we buying a time, you buying your life. So, you know. Yeah, you can give a presentation, but you cannot give a but you cannot show it. So, would I have something or I don't have it, something, there is a clear message. Or let's say, there was a time at the beginning of this year, we're offering you a very special offer, free cleaning for 1 year. Name of the company, there was a woman voice, whatsoever. Or somebody calls me and says, can I talk to Skitty? For some reason, that was not my name, but I'm very much familiar with it. I say, who am I talking to? Oh, no, we're just offering a free iPhone. And plenty and plenty of other things. 10 to 15 telephone calls a day. No number. You're calling back, that number doesn't exist. And to exit.
DC2WGB. Well, when I get a phone call like that, I say, well, you have my phone number, you must have my address. You have a free iPhone for me? Just mail it to me. Don't talk to me.
Hmm.
The bus, that sounds like a good idea, with a recharging station at every stop. Give it enough energy to go to the next stop. Okay, sounds like that would work. That might be a little expensive, but I could see that working. Hmm. That's a, I haven't read about that concept. Very nice. I like that idea, being able to inductively recharge the buses.
Hmm.
Well, we'll see where that goes. By the way, Wesley, have you heard the pigs talking about weapons of mass destruction again? Have you heard that?
I did not.
Oh, yeah. Evidently, I believe it's Syria, is moving its weapons of mass destruction to a new location, possibly to get them ready to use. And we have told them straight out, if you use them, there's going to be major repercussions. So this whole thing with Egypt and Syria and Afghanistan, this is turning into a real bucket of hell. And I've heard it now for 3 days. Everybody's mentioning weapons of mass destruction. And I'm saying, here we go again.
Well, for the past 3 days, I was from early in the morning to very much late time involved with Monarch. And I really didn't catch anything. And of course, there's a Hanukkah time whatsoever. But, if you could enlighten me a little bit more in this area and others listening to this conversation, I'll be very much and very happy to hear.
Well, evidently they have a mass quantities of sarin gas, which they know they have. They also have some germ warfare, and they're afraid they're going to turn it loose on their population, on their own population. And that's what the president and some of the saber rattlers are touting on all the talking head shows and things like that. And they're telling them outright, do not even think about using them. The repercussions are going to be disastrous. Now, to idiots play nice? I don't think so.
So they're already there. They're waiting. And, hey, John, listen to this. Don't believe any of this crap. It's us. And I'll tell you, that guy Assad, I don't think he's killing his own people. We're supporting the resistance. The resistance is Al-Qaeda. This stems back to Libya, to Benghazi. That guy in Benghazi, the guy that was killed, that guy was dealing arms. This is a whole big thing. All these missiles that they gave to Al-Qaeda, they're worried about us, the world finding out where they came from, that they came from us. And now they have to try to get back all those weapons because of the world finding out that we gave Al-Qaeda the weapons. So this is where all this is going. It's just like all the other regimes that we're toppling.
Yeah, but we always seem to be backing the losers lately. The reason we send these weapons to these people is we'd rather have them have weapons that we know the capabilities so that we know how to defend ourselves if they attempt to use them. Now, they've already used some of the ground-to-air missiles to take down a helicopter and a jet fighter, not ours, thank God, but eventually, if we go in there, that could be a problem. So, you may be right. I don't know. I don't think an ambassador is selling arms. That's kind of tough to believe. But I think it's a tragedy that he lost his life and we did nothing. And there was plenty that we could have done to show face or to keep face besides defending the lives of those people. So, yeah, that whole thing is a mess. And it doesn't look like it's going to get solved. By the way, Wesley, happy Hanukkah, I forgot. Or Chanukah, whichever way you like it.
Happy Hanukkah to you too. Anyhow, everybody has a different opinion about what he's able to see, hear, feel. Everybody has different interpretation. My question would be if there was never Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda never exists, or Al-Qaeda was something that was not important. Or somebody who hides himself in a cave and couldn't possibly be responsible for disaster of the towers. So, just a question. If there was never Al-Qaeda involved, then who was? And to Adrian.
Well, they have to get a scapegoat. They have to find somebody they can point the finger at, whether it's Al-Qaeda or whatever. A rose by any other name is still a rose. These people, they're garbage, and they should be treated as such. And they shouldn't be recognized. They shouldn't be put on television. We shouldn't hear anything they have to say. The government should just take care of the issue. That's the way it was always done in the past. But now we have CNN poking cameras in everybody's face. Who knows what's the truth or not. But war is ugly, especially when they're killing their own people. I don't understand how that goes down. This new guy, this president who now usurped all of the authority, wants to rewrite the Constitution. You have the Brotherhood in there, with a Muslim Brotherhood, that's driving him, and that's why we don't like him anymore. He was supposed to keep him in a democratic free election type of thing, and it just isn't working out. Another big error, like when we were backing Castro, and then we pulled out, we were backing Batista, then we switched. Very confusing for the average guy in the street. You know, we don't really know what's going on. But as soon as I heard that weapons of mass destruction again, I said, oh no, here goes another 5,000 Marines every week.
Well, we're back in Al-Qaeda in Syria, John, and what's happening there is that they said once they finish with Assad, they're going to come after the West. They're going to kill Americans. So we're supplying them with the guns that and the weapons that are going to kill our own people, just like we're doing in Mexico. Same thing. Pass the guns, the grenades, pass them across the border, make the sales, and blame the Second Amendment for it. Well, it's all the same type of thing. Now, the scenario is going to be like this. Let me let it drop 1 second.
There was also another station, I believe.
John, I guess you didn't hear what I said. Did you hear me?
I heard you were going to let it set, and then I didn't hear anything after that.
Okay, so the thing with Syria is this. The hinge pin, a pin here, is Russia. Russia's backed in Assad. It looks like that Russia may take a wink, like Bush did with Saddam, and let him fall. And if that happens, these Al-Qaeda guys are going to kill every Jew and Christian in Damascus. That's what's going to happen if we topple Assad and the Russians. If the Russians pull out and they topple Assad, that's what's going to happen over there. It's going to be a big massacre.
Well, I have my doubts about that going the way you said, because the Israeli government is a grenade with the pin removed. All they got to do is release the clip. And I think they're right at that point between taking out that nuclear reactor and those centrifuges. I think they are really in tough shape over there. So I think they're going to react immediately if anything happens. I mean, look at how those rockets were falling in that community. They're killing children, women. They're not going after military targets, which I have more respect if they did that. They would not be terrorists then. You know, it'd be a military conflict. But they like the terrorism because it gives them the front page every day.
Sounds like there's a carrier open. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, we are familiar with it. That was yesterday. Somebody cannot take it.
That only proves his mental midgets, you know. What are they going to do? So I just thought you'd enjoy that, Wes. So if you get a chance to watch the news, maybe you'll see an update. Maybe they'll quiet it down. I don't know, but I know that our State Department and the White House has been very vociferous and really blasting these guys. So maybe they'll be afraid to release that stuff. But my problem is, if they're moving it, the issue
of
somebody stealing it is right there. And so that makes it easy to say, well, it wasn't us. Somebody stole it and used it. It could get ugly real quick over there.
Run around in circles. And it's all going to bite us in the butt in the end. Okay? Maybe we should start taking care of ourselves, take care of this country, get rid of all the usurpers, and, you know, give us a decent wage, and let us live. You know? Otherwise, I just want to get off this plantation. Over to you.
Well, the supposed financial cliff that we're headed for doesn't look like much is happening there. So it's going to be an interesting week, that's for sure.
Look, you hear that Obama wants to mint 2 platinum coins. I forget what the amount was. I don't know if it was $2 trillion, $5 trillion, $10 trillion each. Whatever it was, and he said that he's going to have the mint these coins for him so he could pay off the debt. What a jerky boy. You know what? If he really wanted for us to have prosperity overnight, all he has to do is get rid of the Fed and let us start printing our own money, not borrowing it from the bank, but do like Lincoln and Kennedy was doing, and we'll have prosperity overnight, and we won't owe anybody anything. was we really don't owe them anything anyway, because the money was created out of thin air.
Well, I'm also worried about this issue with the UN and the amount of control they want to have on what we can do in this country. I mean, we're a sovereign nation, and I don't think the UN should be telling us anything. In fact, I think they should throw the UN out. Let them go to France. That's a nice place. They love the diplomatic nonsense. Let France have them for a while. I think we've had the UN long enough here. And for me, that is just a corrupt, bankrupting operation as far as America is concerned. I don't see any advantage to them. KC2WGB.
Didn't he just give 500, what was it, $1 million? Or was it $1 billion? I don't even know. To the UN at the taxpayer's expense? Well, why not? That's who he works for, the UN.
Maybe they needed their windows cleaned or something. Wesley, over to you, sir. We've got about 5 minutes.
Guys, thank you very much for chatting with me. Well, interesting conversation, ladies and gentlemen. There is no dropping. There is always somebody who doesn't like us talking, and somebody is going to interfere with it. That's the human nature of some of us. Anyhow, John, thank you very much. You did a beautiful job. Dick, I wish you the best. I think you're listening on your radio. And have a good night. And talk to you.
Seven Threes West. I'll probably talk to you tomorrow. Maybe you'll have your machine running by then. And Dick, if you're out there listening, I hope you recover soon and get back home. And we need you over here. We're in trouble. Be well and recover. And enjoy. KC2WGP. Mark, 7-3s. We'll talk to you soon.
Good night, John, 7-3. I think you, I don't know about you, but I know Wesley's near me. I mean, I think basically we could probably go direct off the repeater. But, we'll make that for another night.
Yeah, Mark, I don't know if you can hit 147000. That repeater is on the Chrysler building, and it works extremely well. Steve lets us use that anytime. We have no problem with that one.
Yeah, I think we could go direct. That's the, you know, both of us are in Queens. He's in Massbiff. I'm in Rigo Park. You're on the island. The other island.
You go to 147. 147. It's a repeater.
Hey, so is there any settings?
Yeah, I'd have to look them up. I think the PL is the same as this repeater. I'm not positive on that. But it's a great repeater. Terrific coverage.
Monitoring on 147 as well. So.
We have to get rid of Agenda 21. That's the main thing. And the sooner we get out into the streets and start going out by the UN and holding up signs and ending Agenda 21 and all this crap that they're going through with these sustainable things and taking away our sovereignty, our firearms, our constitution, the quicker we get together and get rid of this crap, push that building into the river, the better off we'll all be.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. And one of the reasons for that is because there is no us. When we were voting for the president,
there were people for and against. And when we have the controversial issues, we have even more people for and against and on the side. So I don't believe there would be any coordinate movement just to make something happen. John?
I agree, Wes. I think that's wishful thinking. I'd like to see them thrown out of here. They're nothing but a problem. We can't even collect the debts they owe on the summonses for the DPO plates. And I say they shouldn't renew the plates unless the summonses are paid. Let those creeps walk if they can't drive properly. So, but that's only my opinion. KC2 WGB. 7-3, gentlemen. Talk to you down the line.
I'll let it drop for the evening. Listen, before you guys run, go on YouTube and I want you to look this up and watch it. It's only 20 minutes, this one. Just punch in, let your life be a friction. Just go look it up. It's only like 22 minutes or something. Watch that and you let me know later or tomorrow, whatever.
Your life? What is the name of it?
Yeah, Wes. Let your life be a friction. It'll come up on the YouTube. Watch it. Download it. Let friends listen to it. It's amazing. I got a couple of great movies, but this is a short one, 20 minutes. Basically tells you exactly what's going on.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm trying to find it. Oh yeah, let your life be a friction to stop the machine. That's the one.
Roger that. And you know what, Wes, both of you, whoever's listening, I have a sign made up. I'm going out into the streets with it. I hope I don't go to jail. But it's to the, it says, police, military. Was your oath sincere? ? Tilda, NDAA-Patriot Act. Get off the fence. We don't want a physical confrontation. You think they'll wake up?
Well, we should wrap it up because it's 12 o'clock and we don't want prisoners to tell us that we talk politics.
Roger that. Yeah, just go watch that. Watch that little short film. It's great.
Okay, thank you very much.
The time is 12 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.